All right, praise the Lord. Let's all stand as we read God's Word. Because here at Country Bible Baptist, we haven't compromised. We still love the Word of God. We respect the Word of God. We uphold the Word of God. Philippians chapter 2, please. Verse 5, 6, and 7. Let's all say them together. We'll say it in unison, all right? Philippians chapter 2, verse 5. Ready? Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, who being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God, but made himself of no reputation, and took upon him the form of a servant, and was made in the likeness of men. Amen. I'd like to preach to you this morning. I guess it's common to every sinner. So everybody is in that group that's here. Who are you? Who are you? What we're going to find out about today. Heavenly Father, thank you for the Word of God. Help me to preach. Help to the people here this morning, your people, to listen, to apply, change their lives to please you. Help us to get the message in Jesus' name. Amen. You may be seated. You see here in verse 5 and following, it's talking about the Lord. And even lost Roman Catholics know that Philippians chapter 2 is talking about humbleness. Humbleness. Humility. Amen. Says here in these verses, I look at verse 7, talking about the Lord Jesus Christ, but made himself of no reputation. Made himself of no reputation. Jesus wasn't interested in his reputation. Bible clearly states it. He wasn't concerned with his image. He made no reputation. He wasn't competing for attention between others. Made himself of no reputation. He wasn't out. His goal was not to make a name for himself. His goal was not to win the favor of people. He made himself of no reputation. Didn't care about his life of being noticed or not noticed. His goal was not to have notoriety. He made himself of no reputation. He stayed away from that. His goal in life was not to be seen. He wasn't selling himself. He wasn't promoting himself. He wasn't candidating for something. He made himself of no reputation. He wasn't trying to win the chosen few. He didn't want to draw the eyes of people his way. He made himself of no reputation. Wow. People are so careful about their reputation. Jesus made himself of no reputation. Who was it that made him of no reputation? Was it Judas? Did Judas make him of no reputation? Or did Thomas make him of no reputation? Was it Peter? Peter that always spoke out of turn, or he put his foot in his mouth. Was it Jonah that made him of no reputation, the one that ran away from God? Was it Cain, the first murderer? Did he make Jesus of no reputation? Maybe King David. Did he make him of no reputation? Maybe Demas, that forsook the ministry, ran from the church. Well, maybe it was Samson. Did he make him of no reputation? Achan, the thief that stole the Babylonian garment. Did he make Jesus of no reputation? How about King Saul, the first king of Israel? Did he? No, none of these. And all through it, Jesus had the best reputation in the universe. But he didn't seek it. His goal was not to get a good reputation. The Bible's clear on that. How about the Caesars? Did Caesar make Jesus of no reputation? How about the Pharisees? Those who were always trying to kill Jesus, trick him. How about Pilate? Did he make Jesus of no reputation? Even the Father, did he make Jesus of no reputation? Or Jesus' peers? I think we got a teaching here right in front of us that the way up is down. Even though he's God himself, the creator of the universe, he didn't set out to make a reputation about himself. You see, in the final analysis of your life, my friend, it's not what people think about you, it's what God knows about you. Because that's what you're going to face when you face him after death. A lot of people put on. God sees right through it. He sees the rebellion in hearts. He sees the traitors. He sees those that worship him for not the right reason. Jesus wasn't caring about their reputation. You see, the key to making something great in this life will happen. It's not by yourself exaltation, but of God. God's the one in charge. God's the one in control. And God is able to put you where you belong. Who are you? What's your reputation with God? Well, we're scamming about having a good reputation out here in the world. Well, we want to put ourselves to the forefront. Look at verse 5, what it says there. Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. Did you know we're supposed to think like the Lord Jesus Christ? We are to follow his example. Is he our example?
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
He's the best example you could ever get. There's a lot of Christians that are bad examples. Stubborn. Rebellious. And do their thing rather than God's thing. Still want to be known as a good Christian. Stumbling block. We need to think like Jesus did. He's our pattern. Did you notice how in verse 7 the wording, but made himself? You see, our old flesh, it likes to be in the preeminence. We like to be, oh, look at me. Look what I've done. That's the flesh. Jesus made himself of no reputation. There's force. You better control your flesh. You're not going to be pleasing to God. We're supposed to think like Jesus. He made himself of no reputation. If there's anyone that should get all of the praise and the honor and the glory and the singing and everything else, it's him, but he didn't put himself in reputation to do that. We did it of our own. We saw what he did for us. We don't want to have revival God's way. God's able to bring revival, but it's going to be his way. It's not going to be promotions or men of great reputation that are going to bring it. It's going to be when we're humble. The more we see the best, we want to do our best for him. Just a couple points this morning. Look at verse 7. Not only what we just said, because there's a big and there. And took upon him the form of a servant. He didn't take on himself all of the worship and everything and the praise and all. No. He took on the form of a servant. That was the lowest, folks, the servant, according to men. But God says it's the highest. It's the highest. We kind of get the idea that people should do things for us. Where if you're going to be like Jesus, you'll be looking for things to do for them.
Hallelujah.
What kind of a world would we have if everybody had the same mind of Christ that we're looking to, like here in the text? Look at Matthew 23. Keep your place here and go to Matthew 23. Jesus made himself of no reputation. Matthew chapter 23 and in verse 11, Jesus said, "But he that is the greatest among you shall be your servant. Whosoever shall exalt himself shall be abased. He that shall humble himself shall be exalted." You got the mind of Christ? You think in the way the Lord did? Or what can you get from this person? Is that what you're looking for? How does this better me? Or what can I do for them? Even if it costs me. Because I'm just a servant. And he said later, you're going to be the greatest. The reputation that people will have, they won't have anything to praise you about. You're just a servant. But God's reputation of you is the greatest.
Hallelujah.
Just the opposite of what we see in the world. Jesus had the ambition of just giving his all. I mean, how did Jesus be a servant? He gave it all. He gave his life for us. What we couldn't do for ourselves, he did for us. He was our servant. And he went through life not trying to make a reputation of himself. He gave it all, and you need to ask God to make you a servant. You know, we need to be running around to different people and so forth and say, what can I do for you? What do you need? What do you need? And do it. And not think two things about it. Don't look about your name up in the headlines or in the newspaper or on the TV or any. You just do it. A servant's heart. Jesus made of himself of no reputation. Well, that's a completely different way than this old world does it. Boy, would we have a great church of people even here this morning just had that kind of heart, you know. Pastor, what can I do? What can I do here? I mean, do you need the toilet cleaned or do you need the church vacuumed or do you need the grass cut or do you need something fixed or wash the windows or whatever it is? Pastor, you just name it. I'll do it. Wow. Jesus made himself no reputation, but took on the form of a servant. Whew. Hard to grasp in this world that we live in that's self-centered. Everything about self. That's why people get offended when they hear the truth preached. It's all about them. Oh, you offended me. I'll never go back there. We've had them come and we've seen them go. Proverbs chapter 19, please. see what God says further on this. Proverbs chapter 19 and in verse 17. It says, "He that hath pity upon the poor lendeth unto the Lord, and that which he hath given, he will pay him again." You know somebody that's having a rough time? Poor? You go ahead and give to them. You be the servant unto the poor person. Oh, it costs me something. The promise is that God's going to repay you again. Maybe not right away. Maybe it'll be years. Maybe it'll be toward the end of your life. You don't know. But those that are truly poor, we need to pity them. We need to help them. We need to be a servant unto them. Open to that. Let's have the mind of Christ. Servanthood. Go to Hebrews chapter 6. The book of Hebrews chapter 6. Hebrews chapter 6 and in verse 10, I call your attention. It says, "For God is not unrighteous to forget your work and labor of love, which ye have showed toward his name, in that ye have ministered to the saints and do minister." Who knows what the definition of minister is? Servant. Servant. We need to get that mind of Christ. We need to not want to make any reputation about us. Oh, look at me, what I did. God says he's not going to forget it, what you do for the saints. I don't know about you, but I'm trying to prepare for a longer life than I have down here. My life's going to be eternal up there. And God doesn't forget. As we work as a servant, we like to put people in a caste system like they do in India, you know. Here's the higher ups over here, you know, and down they go and so forth. And believe in reincarnation and all that kind of stuff, you know. Craziness, foolishness. You know, ones that are down and out, those are the ones you want to serve. You don't want to serve somebody big. I mean, you don't look for that. It's okay to serve somebody big or whatever, you know. I'm saying we need to have the heart. Jesus took the form of a servant because he didn't care about his reputation. Go to Galatians 5, please. The book of Galatians chapter 5. Galatians chapter 5 and in verse 13. It says, "For, brethren, ye have been called unto liberty. Only use not liberty for an occasion to the flesh, but by love serve one another." Big words. Big words. Jesus did not make a reputation made himself. He held himself back. He forced his flesh not to be thrust out in the forefront. He did things in the background. Mark 10:45 says, "For even the Son of Man came not to be ministered unto, but to minister, and to give his life a ransom for many." Hey, we're supposed to have the mind of Christ. We're supposed to think that way. Not think like the world. Your unsaved relatives, your unsaved friends. Junk that goes on in this world. You're right in Philippians 2, if you held your place, like I said. Go down to 25. As Paul is writing to the Philippian church, he says, "Yet I supposed it necessary to send to you Epaphroditus, my brother, and companion in labor, and fellow soldier, but your messenger, and he that ministered to my wants. For he longed after you, you all, and was full of heaviness, because that ye had heard that he had been sick. For indeed he was sick, nigh unto death. But God had mercy on him, not on him only, but on me also, lest I should have sorrow upon sorrow. I sent him therefore the more carefully, that when ye see him again ye may rejoice, and that I may know the less sorrowful. Receive him therefore in the Lord with all gladness, and hold such in reputation, because the work of Christ, he was nigh unto death, not regarding his life, to supply your lack of service toward me." Heavy words this morning, eh?
Wow.
He worked himself nigh unto death. He was ready to die. I don't know what was wrong with him, but he had all kinds of physical problems, nigh unto death, and he just kept on working for the Lord and being a servant and going around, "What can I do for you? What can I do for you?" That's the way I want to die. Got up at 4 a.m. this morning. God wanted to talk to me about some things. Amen. I've told you numerous times, I always preach my messages to myself first, because God preached them to me. We all need to have the mind of Christ. We all need to make ourselves of no reputation. Doesn't matter if anyone knows about it. Doesn't matter if it costs you. Be a servant. Third point is, the task is more important than you. Praise God, make a great church out of our church. But now you. Don't try to thrust yourself in reputation before others. Christ made himself a no reputation. You need to, the task is more important that God has laid down before you, but not you. You're not the one that's important. The task is what's important. Doing God's bidding is more important. Oh, look at me, I'm a good Christian. Give me a plaque, put it up in the church, or give me a brick or something. Jesus made no reputation of himself. Some may see you as a coach, but you see yourself as a servant to everyone. Football season's about to start. Coaches and teams and so forth. A real coach doesn't want his name up in the highlight, but he's interested in the team players. He's trying to get them in unity. He's trying to get them to do their jobs and do it well. And he spends as much time as he has to and loses as much sleep as he has to get it done. If you're saved this morning, you're the church. You're the church. Everyone serving one another. Someone asks for help, you definitely get right on that. You even look for things that you can do for people. Praise the Lord, there's at least some people in this world today that have a good work ethic. Yeah, it's going to take some sweat. It's going to take some inconvenience. It's going to take some adjusting of the way you have lived your life before to be a servant. That's what a servant does. Because a servant isn't looking for any reputation. Who are you? Who do you think you are? Each one of us are the worst sinners. Before we were saved, we'd have to look up to see hell. Huh? We were bad, brother. What's more important to you than what people think you are or what God knows about you? Serving should be enough for us, no matter what anybody says about us. We get arrogant. We look down on other people. Nowhere to be serving other people. The mind of Christ. That's the way Christ thought. That's the way he lived his whole life. Doing things for others. We can't get this idea that, what? Look at what it will cost me in time and labor and finances, everything. And I mean, who are they? I got news for you, friend. There has always been level ground at the foot of the cross. Nobody's higher than anybody else. A sinner is a sinner is a sinner is a sinner. Now you do want to work for the Lord and you want your work to be remembered, but not you. Go to Proverbs 27, please. Proverbs 27. Proverbs 27. Mrs. Drake likes to use this with me when I'm kidding around at home, you know. Let another man praise thee, not thine own mouth. Stranger, not thine own lips. Yeah, amen. Who are you? You better than Christ? He was a servant. He made himself a servant. Some of you have read the Bible. Some of you have paid attention over the years. You remember the maid in the Old Testament? You remember Naaman? Naaman had leprosy. Naaman didn't know what to do, and the little maid said, "You need to go to the man Elijah. And he'll tell you what to do and you'll get rid of your leprosy." Did you know that little maid in the Bible and you don't know her name at all? Just a little servant girl. You remember when Jesus saw that little widow come up to the offering plate, put in two mites. It was her whole living. That's all she had. But today you don't know the name of that widow. Oh, you know about the prodigal son. But you don't know the name of the brother that stayed at home and was faithful to the father while the prodigal went out and wasted his life. Made no reputation. Jesus was crucified and there was a thief next to him on the cross. And he's the one that said, "Lord, remember me when thou comest to thy kingdom." And Jesus said, "Today thou will be with me in paradise." But you don't know that thief's name. And that story's been told for thousands of years. Your work is important. But not your name. You remember in the Old Testament that starving widow? She had the last of the meal in a barrel. Elijah came along. Elijah said, "Would you make me a cake? Would you make me?" And she took the last. She was ready to die. She took the last and made it for him. And then the miracle came. You don't know that woman's name. She was servant. You don't know who the soul winner was that led Charles Spurgeon to Christ. Spurgeon, the greatest preacher of London, reached over into America even and took this world and shook it for Christ. What a spirit-filled man of God. But you don't know that soul in his name that won him to the Lord. Jesus wasn't looking for someone to notice. I say we need to have the mind that the Lord had and not care what other people think or what they see us do. We just do it because we're a servant. We want to be like Christ. He's our example. He's our pattern of living. We don't want recognition. Couple more verses, we close. Matthew chapter 6. Matthew chapter 6. And in verse 2, Jesus said, "Therefore, when thou doest thine alms," that is giving, "do not sound a trumpet before thee, as the hypocrites do in the synagogues and in the streets, that they may have glory of men. Verily, I say unto you, they have their reward."
Amen.
Drop down to verse 5. "When thou prayest, thou shalt not be as the hypocrites are, for they love to pray standing in the synagogues and in the corners of the streets, that they may be seen of men. Verily I say unto you, they have their reward." And verse 16. "Moreover, when ye fast, be not as the hypocrites of a sad countenance, for they disfigure their faces, that they may appear unto men to fast. Verily I say unto you, they have their reward." Don't look for reward now. God will not forget what you do. And that reward you don't get down here, you'll get up there. Or God's a liar. And you know that isn't so. Listen to this last verse. John chapter 7, verse 18. "He that speaketh of himself seeketh his own glory, but he that seeketh his glory that sent him, the same is true, and no unrighteousness is in him." Jesus made of himself no reputation. Glory to God.
Amen.
Who are we but servants? Heavenly Father, thank you for speaking to each one of us this morning. You know us. Other people don't know us. I pray, Lord, that you might help us be the servants we should be. It's a temptation that we have, just like any sin, to want a reputation among people. Help us to seek no reputation. In Jesus' name, amen.